We're going Gaucho with Ryan Hatting, who's International Operations Director at Gaucho, based in DIFC. Very stylish restaurant, bringing you great Latin American food, you know, the steaks particularly. We're going to get into the main courses. And Gaucho are appearing at Taste of Dubai this weekend up at Media City. And if you want to find out all of the schedules and what's happening in the Phillips Theatre with the demonstrations and the cookery classes in the Mille Kitchen, then tasteofdubaifestival.com is the website. So, Ryan, your chefs that are going to be at Taste of Dubai.
Fernando Troca, executive chef, has flown in from Argentina. He flew in a couple of days, and he's going to be there, so you can meet him, you can chat to him about the menu. We also have Phil Neal, our head chef. He's going to be there doing some work for a change. And the two of them are really going to lead the experience that you're going to get when you go there. What we've done, which is the first time for Taste of Dubai, I believe, is we've actually taken one of our grills and we've put it in. Fortunately, our kitchen guys, the TSSC, the company that did it, have built a little grill for us. So we've got it there. It's in the front of the restaurant, so you can watch your steaks being grilled. You can have a chat to the chefs. You can meet Fernando. You can meet Phil, and it's going to be a great experience.
Excellent. Really, really good. So exciting for all you foodies here in the UAE with Taste of Dubai. So let's look through the menu then, Ryan. We've done some of the starters, and there's many more to choose from. But let's have a look at the mains and what I had when I dined at Gaucho. And I mean, you were very good because there's such a selection of steaks. If you like your steak, this is the place to go. And you helped me, as the staff did, on what to go for. Presented to the table the choice of meats. You can pick the ones that you want. But let's just go through the range of steaks at Gaucho.
The first thing is we're very proud of our meat. We have the provenance down to a T. The key for us is that we're not buying meat on the open market. We have a selection of 31 farms that are rearing the meat for us. And there's three elements, really. One is free range. The cattle aren't kept in pens. They're not in any way feedlot at all. The second thing is grass-fed. No grain, no supplements, nothing like that. And the third thing is they're all certified Angus. Certified Black Angus. We have five cuts on our menu here. We have the ribeye, which is for me, is the steak lover's steak, and I think that's the one you had. And what we do is we spiral cut it. So on the one you had, it's called a tira de ancho. It's spiral cut, and it's marinated with chimichurri and tira de ancho marinade, which is garlic, parsley, olive oil, and this seasoning called aji molido, which is a sweet pepper, sweet sort of pepper chili seasoning. So that's the one you had. We have sirloin, which is beautiful band of crackling on the side, and that's just a lovely, lovely steak to have. We have the fillet, which is obviously the tenderest of the cuts, and then we have the rump. But what we do with the rump is we take off all the fat, so it's very, very lean. We don't recommend grilling it over medium, but it's a very beefy cut. And we do another thing called a picanha, which is a quintessential Argentine steak, and it's coming from the outside of the rump, and it's got a little band of fat on it, and we slice it quite fine. We cook it to medium rare, and we serve it in two servings of three slices each. So it's a real, real lovely little dish to have.
It really is. If you are a meat eater and you like your steaks, this is the place to try, because honestly, just phenomenal. And you know, served with love. As I said, the staff know what they're talking about. They help you with the choices. They explain the story behind the meat, behind the menu, and just cooked exquisitely. And as you are so often, you find, we talk about this a lot on the show, when you have good quality food, you can eat it with, you don't feel overfed or bloated or any of that. It's just so smooth, so easy to take, and it kind of allows you then to have dessert. There's always a bit of room then, isn't there? So, and we did. My guest and I did go for dessert, and we thought we'd share a little dessert, but actually you bought us a couple of dishes and we've shared between us. So let's talk through the desserts on offer at Gaucho.
So what we gave you, I believe, was the dulce de leche fondant.
That's right.
Dulce de leche is I mean, that is epitomizes Argentina. The dulce de leche and the beef are the two things that are so Argentine. Dulce de leche is a toffee, and basically it's three or four types of milk that are cooked down and really sweetened up, and it's just so unctuous. They have it in the morning with pastries, they have it at lunch for dessert, they have it in the afternoon in an ice cream, and it's just never ending.
Any excuse.
And so what we've done is you know, the fondue in Dubai is very, very popular. So what we thought is, well, instead of doing a typical chocolate, which we do, we'd add something different, and we do the dulce de leche one, and it's just, my goodness,
it's really
served with the vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely, it just melts away, just delicious. But we always like to have a little bit of chocolate in there, so
it's got to be done.
It's got to be done. So talk us through it was a chocolate truffle.
Yeah, we had the chocolate. It's made from Valrhona chocolate, and it's mixed with a little bit of butter and a couple of other secret ingredients. And then what we do is we actually roll it into crushed chocolate. So it's a double hit of chocolate, double whammy, if you like, and it's served with a creme anglaise just to cut through the richness of the chocolate.
Fabulous. So, you know, that's just to whet your appetite. It's an extensive menu, and you can check out all of the concept and the restaurants and at gauchorestaurants.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're here in the UAE, you're in DIFC, but also you're taking care of Beirut. So is it any different, the gaucho in Beirut, to the gaucho here in Dubai?
It's smaller. It's a little bit cozier, but the service is exactly the same. The food is exactly the same, and it's, you know, we're replicating what we do in London again. So it's a taste of Argentina in Beirut, but again with the friendliness of the service, the same ambiance, the same feel. It's a lovely restaurant. It's just next to the Phoenicia Hotel, so it's just on the Corniche. It's a beautiful restaurant. If you're ever in Beirut, it's definitely worth the visit.
I think, Ryan, you know, coming from South Africa, you know, the route, you know, you've there in London for 11 years working with Gaucho, and now here in the UAE and Lebanon. Similarities or big differences? I mean, do you miss the life in London? I mean, what have you embraced here in the UAE?
It's completely different. It's a completely different experience. I would say that I miss parts of London. I miss the you know, the villagey feel and the weather. No, I'm kidding. But I love being in Dubai. It's a great city. It's such a cosmopolitan, and what's been created here in the last 15 or 20 years is really mind blowing. It's very, very impressive. I find Dubai very organized, very you know, everything is simple here. It's nice to do business here. It's nice to live here. It's different. It's different to Beirut again. You know, Beirut is a crazy city. It's a lot of fun. People have really enjoy life in Beirut. It's a great place to go out, to go clubbing, to go partying, to go and eat. You know, and it's a completely different feel again. So it's a nice mixture for me to go sort of between Dubai, Beirut, and London. It's fabulous.
I think you've got a great life, and it's a great concept. So you can tell that, again, from the staff there and from yourself, you know, the passion behind the work and the enjoyment of the work there. Are you open for lunch as well?
Yes, of course. We have a lounge menu. We have two levels in the restaurant. So the lounge is much more casual. It's a quicker experience. We have slightly smaller dishes, so you could put three or four dishes together. It won't cost you a fortune to have a quick lunch, and it's a great place to have lunch. And then downstairs, we're still keeping the gaucho experience, the gaucho dinner, lunch. You know, typical gaucho. Upstairs we have the ceviche bar. We have an open kitchen upstairs where you can sit at the bar, you can have lunch, you can have a whatever variety of mini burgers, sandwiches, ceviches, empanadas, and so on.
And just I think as an aside, the people that are going to Gaucho, and what I loved was the mixture. You saw people there that maybe were doing business, but then there was a table of ladies on their own, you know, a table of ladies. There were couples, you know, all different ages, all different social groups, I think. So really adding to the ambience here in Dubai with Gaucho. And you can get to have tasters, I think, from the Gaucho menu this weekend at Taste of Dubai. You've got the cookery demonstrations happening in the Phillips Theatre, and you've also got your own stand there, and you won't miss it because I presume you've got some cowhide there. You're going to see the black and white.
Yeah? We really have a presence, and definitely have a presence of cowhide. And as I said, you'll see our grill there, so you'll be able to chat to the grillers. They can talk you through how we grill the steak. We're doing a churrasco chorizo, which is a spiral cut sirloin. It's marinated in garlic, parsley and olive oil, and it's very, very quickly grilled, and it's served with a humita. Now, humita, again, is something typically Argentine. It's corn. What we do is we puree the corn, mix it with a bit of corn flour, some garlic, some onion, and we put it back into the husk, and we lace it with basil, and then we poach it. Very, very nice.
Absolutely fantastic. So for now, thank you, Ryan Hatting, International Operations Director of Gaucho, and look forward to catching up with you down at Taste of Dubai.
We will see you there.
We will indeed. Thank you so much. Thanks.